Unto thee, O Lord, lift I up my soul. O my God, in thee have I trusted. Let me not be confounded. Neither let mine enemies triumph over me. For all they that look for thee shall not be ashamed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Almighty God, to my hearts be open all desires, own, and from whom all secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts, be the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee, and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these commandments hang all the law, and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Lord, be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, give us grace that we may cast away the works of darkness and put upon us the armor of light. Now in the time of this mortal life, which thy Son, Jesus Christ, came to visit us in great humility. Then the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty, to judge both the quick and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal. Through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days, and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring forth from David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it shall be called. The Lord is our righteousness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. For all they that look for thee shall not be ashamed, O Lord. Make known to me thy ways, O Lord, and teach me thy paths.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brethren, may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all men, as we do to you, so that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before our God and Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. Finally, brethren, we beg and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you learned from us and how you ought to walk and to please God, just as you are doing, you do so more and more. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia. 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 Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. Alleluia, Alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel, according to Luke.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, in perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves, men fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. The powers of the heavens will be shaken, And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, look up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a snare. For it will come upon all who dwell upon the face of the whole earth. But watch at all times, praying to have strength to escape all these things that will take place, and to stand before the Son of Man. The Gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in the sight of our Rock and our Redeemer. We ended the year today with daily Mass with this exact same Gospel, because we had been leading up to it with the lessons about the fall of Jerusalem and the signs that the Christians were to observe in order to escape the judgment that was visited upon that city by God through the agency of Titus in the year 70 AD. So today, on this first Sunday of Advent, as we celebrate this vigil Mass, we see what will happen at the last day when Jesus comes to judge both the living and the dead. And so we are given instructions of what we are to do in order to prepare for that time. This is what the season of Advent is about. Simultaneously, while we prepare for the celebration of Christmas, we are preparing also for Jesus to return in glory. And so he says to us, take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness. So the first thing that we have to do is go to confession. The way that we prepare all times, at all times of the year, is that we have to be living in a state of grace. That is to say, the mortal sins that we've committed must be forgiven. We must receive absolution within the context of a good confession. So the first thing we can do, prepare, is to go to confession, be in a state of grace. Secondly, he says that we can't be weighed down with the cares of this life. So the second thing we have to practice is an acute detachment. That is to say, we are attached not to the things of this world that are passing away and that will disappear and be burned up when Jesus returns, but rather attached to those things that are eternal, things like love and friendship, affection, things we can't touch, but also those things we can't see, like care for the souls of our neighbors, the people who are dear to us. We have to be very attached to their salvation while we are detached from things that we can touch and feel. Lest that day come upon you suddenly like a snare. Because obviously, if we find ourselves on the judgment day in a state of mortal sin and attached to the things of this world rather than to the Lord who is eternal, we can find ourselves in a world of trouble. For it will come upon all who dwell upon the face of the whole earth. So we know this refers not at all to the time that Jerusalem was destroyed in 70 AD. This is definitely in reference to the judgment that will afflict the entire earth, and by which the elect will be saved. And so he says, watch at all times, praying to have strength to escape all these things that will take place, that is, the judgment, and to stand before the Son of Man. What I preached about this morning was this posture that Jesus points out, that at the last day, we will reflect heaven as it is presented to us in the book of the Revelation to St. John the Divine, Where the elect stand before the throne of grace, they surround the throne of grace standing. This is prefigured very clearly in Eastern Catholic liturgies. In Eastern Catholic churches, there are no kneelers. If you go to Mass, for example, Divine Liturgy in the Ukraine, an Eastern Catholic church, where the vast majority of Catholics there are Ukrainian Rite Catholics, their churches have no kneelers. They don't kneel precisely because standing is a prefigurement of our salvation. We stand before Jesus because, why? We have been redeemed. We will have nothing of which to be ashamed, having been forgiven and purified, completely sanctified. In our glorified state, we will have no reason to kneel. So not only do they not kneel during the Divine Liturgy, they don't kneel when they receive communion either. They stand to receive communion. Our posture in the West obviously is different. We kneel not only because we know we are guilty and need to be saved. We kneel also as a sign of reverence and worship in the West, but also it is a demonstration of our own humility. We assume the posture of the condemned, and instead of receiving death, we receive life. So where in our liturgy is this prefiguration of heaven exemplified? It is in the Our Father. Note that today you will kneel throughout the Eucharistic prayer. But when we come to the climax of the prayers of the entire Mass, when we pray as Jesus told us we ought to, how we should pray, we all stand. It is then we are in a prefiguration of heaven. Heaven has been brought down to earth. Earth has been brought up to heaven in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And we all stand as a preview of what heaven will be like right here before the throne of grace. This is the posture that we will assume if we are guiltless. Obviously, if we are judged, we will indeed be required to bend the knee. One of the things that this year's Advent season is already being accompanied by is the smash and grab tactics, mostly it seems like now in California, but you know it'll spread. California always is like a preview of what's going to happen to the rest of the country. And so we see them smashing things, going in and organized theft, and taking everything. We've for a long time lamented how Christmas has been commercialized, and the way that we have prepared for it has been by buying all kinds of stuff that's all going to be burned up in the end. Our society has deteriorated to a degree now that we prepare for Christmas by stealing lots of stuff. It is a great irony, a great paradox, a way that we have forgotten what the season is about. Not only have we forgotten what Advent is for, in preparing for our Lord's return, in preparing for his Advent as a baby and the celebration of the Nativity, we have forgotten what Christmas is about as well. Not getting, but giving. And this is how we will know if we'll be able to stand. Jesus says to St. Paul, "May the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all men, as we do to you, that he may establish your hearts." If our hearts are given to the Lord, we will be able to stand. If we have spent our life taking, it will be time to kneel. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father through all God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate, he suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy, catholic, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. With all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. The peace of the world, for the welfare of the Holy Church of God, the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Francis, our Pope, Stephen, our Bishop, and for all bishops, priests, and deacons, and all God's holy people, let us pray to the Lord. For our President Joseph, for the leaders of the nations, and for all in authority, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all children, born and unborn, for parents and for all families, and especially the members of this parish for whom we offer this Mass, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for seasonable weather, and for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
have mercy. For deliverance from all danger and violence, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the aged and infirm, for the widowed and orphans, for the sick and the suffering, and those women in childbirth, especially Annette, Gabriella, Mary, Megan, Elizabeth, Rebecca, and Stephanie, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the poor and the oppressed, for the unemployed and the destitute, for prisoners and captives, and for all who remember and care for them, especially Deacon Joshua Davis, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the faithful departed of this parish, and for all who departed this life in the hope of the resurrection, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we may end our lives in faith and hope, without suffering and without reproach, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
And the Queen of the Blessed Ever Virgin Mary, St. Thomas More, St. Anthony of Padua, St. Clare, St. John Fisher, St. Joseph, St. John Paul II, St. Peter Damian, and of all the saints, let us commend ourselves to one another, and all our life to Christ our God.
Thee, O Lord our God.
For thine is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever.
Amen.
Join me with faith and make your humble confession, Almighty God, meekly kneeling upon your knees. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Maker of all things, Judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us, the burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, the honor and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins, to all those who with hearts of repentance and true faith done unto him, have mercy on us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and bring us to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
You are come to the words of Savior Christ, so that all who truly turn to him. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus, how he said, more blessed to give than to receive. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be accepted unto God, the Father Almighty.
And the Lord
Grant we beseech thee, O Lord, that the effectual power of these holy mysteries may in such wise cleanse us from all our iniquities, that we may in all purity attain unto him who is the author of the same, through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let's give thanks unto the Lord our God. It's very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and at all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty Everlasting God, because thou didst send thy beloved Son to redeem us from sin and death, to make us heirs in him of everlasting life, that when he shall come again in power and great glory to judge the world, we may without shame or fear rejoice to behold his appearing. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee, and say, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord Most High. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Therefore, most merciful Father, we humbly pray thee through Jesus Christ, our Son, our Lord. And we ask that thou accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy and unblemished sacrifices. We offer them unto thee first for the Holy Catholic Church, that thou wilt take to keep her in peace, to guard, unite, and govern her throughout the whole world. Together thy servant Francis, our Pope, Stephen, our Bishop, and all the faithful guardian, the Catholic and Apostolic faith. Remember, O Lord, thy servants and handmaids. Thou here understand, whose faith is unto thee and their steadfastness manifest, on whose behalf we offer unto thee, who themselves offer unto thee, this sacrifice of praise, for themselves and for all who are theirs, the redemption of their souls, for the hope of their health and well-being, and to offer their prayers unto thee, the eternal God, the living and the true. United in one communion, we venerate the memory first of the glorious ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, of blessed Joseph, her spouse, as also of thy blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, James, John, Thomas, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon, and Thaddeus, Linus, Cletus, Clement, Sistus, Cornelius, Cyprian, Lawrence, Cassagonus, John and Paul, Cos and Damien, and of all thy saints. Grant that by their merits and prayers we may in all things be defended, with the help of thy protection. We beseech thee then, O Lord, grace thee to accept this oblation from us thy servants, and from thy whole family. Order thou our days and thy peace, and bid us to be delivered from eternal damnation, and to be numbered in the fold of thine elect. Whilst therefore, God, we beseech thee in all things, to make this oblation blessed, approved, and accepted, a perfect and worthy offering, that it may become for us the body and blood of thy dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. For the day before he suffered, took bread into his holy and venerable hands, with eyes lifted up to heaven, unto thee, God, his almighty Father, giving thanks to thee, he blessed, broke, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. Likewise, after supper, taking also this goodly chalice into his holy and venerable hands, again giving thanks to thee, he blessed and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim thy death, O Lord, until thou come again. Wherefore, Lord, we thy servants and thy holy people also, remembering the blessed passion of the same Christ, thy Son, our Lord, as also his resurrection from the dead and his glorious ascension into heaven, to offer in thine excellent majesty of thine own gifts and bounty, the pure victim, the holy victim, the immaculate victim, the holy bread of eternal life and the chalice of everlasting salvation. Thou say to look upon them with a merciful and pleasant countenance, and to accept them, even as thou dost thou say to accept the gifts of thy servant Abel the righteous, the sacrifice of our patriarch Abraham, and the holy sacrifice, the immaculate victim, which thy high priest Melchizedek offered unto thee. We humbly beseech the Almighty God, command these offerings to be brought by the hands of thy holy angels on thine altar on high, in sight of thy divine majesty, that all we earth is partaking of the altar, shall receive the most sacred body and blood of thy Son, may be fulfilled with all heavenly benediction and grace. Remember also, Lord, thy servants and handmaids who have gone before us with the seal of faith, and to sleep the sleep of peace. To them, O Lord, and to all that rest in Christ, with the seed grant the word of refreshing, of light, and of peace. For sinners also, thy servants, who hope in the multitude of thy mercies, bow to you to grant some part and fellowship with thy holy apostles and martyrs, with John, Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas, Ignatius, Alexander, Marcellinus, Peter, Felicis, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucy, Agnes, Cecilia, Anastasia, and with all thy saints, within whose fellowship we beseech thee admit us, not paying our merit, but granting us forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom, O Lord, dost ever create all these good things, dost sanctify, quicken, bless, and bestow them upon us, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, to thee, O Father Almighty, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory throughout all ages, world without end. As our Savior Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, O Lord, we beseech thee, from all evils, past, present, and to come. At the intercession of the blessed and glorious ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of God, the blessed apostles Peter and Paul, with Andrew and all the saints, favorably grant peace in our days, by the help of thine unveiling mercy, we may ever both be free from sin and safe from all distress.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for and ever. Amen.
O Lord Jesus Christ, who saith thine apostles, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Forgive not our sins, but the faith of thy church, and grant to her peace and unity according to thy will, who livest and reigns with the Father and Holy Spirit, over one God, world without end. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And with thy spirit.
Alleluia, Christ of our Passover is sacrificed for us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table. But thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, now that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Behold, Lamb of God, behold him that taketh away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my soul shall be healed. Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my soul shall be healed. Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my soul shall be healed. The Lord shall show loving kindness, and our land shall give her increase. Almighty and living God, we most heartily thank thee that thou dost feed us in these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favor and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of an everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, and do all such good works that thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, and with thee and the Holy Ghost, be honor and glory, world without end. Amen. Let us pray. Grant to us, O Lord, we beseech thee, so to wait for thy loving kindness in the midst of thy temple, that in readiness of heart and mind, we may hail the coming feast of our redemption. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. In the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be amongst you and remain with you always. Go forth in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits, who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.